This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Milo Yiannopoulos is here. Best-selling book, Dangerous, despite the fact that the publisher backed out of it. He's launching his own daily transmission. He's gone to around the world and just had huge overflow crowds, which shows their censorship is failing. But it's kind of like they shut us down here like a whack-a-mole. We pop up back there. But getting into Davos now, during the breaks, you had some great analysis of Trump going to Davos and knocking it out of the park. I mean, and I'm not like you're sycophantically worshiping Trump, but it's true. Compared to what Hillary would be doing right now, how could anybody not be really excited?
Oh, it's wonderful. And you see, like, the camera phone footage, and the guy looks like he looks so much bigger than everybody else, just in, you know, figuratively speaking. He's like some kind of deity descending on all of these, you know, gray suited, papery skinned, boring suited,
followers,
blue tied, you know, like non-entities. These non-entities, these anodyne, you know, kind of left.
Trump really does have an aura, and it's intensified.
No. You and I have both been in the room with him many times, and
no, you've been many times. Me only twice.
Okay, well, me only probably three or four times. But he has a center of gravity, you know. And he has like
But Melania even more.
Well, you would say so.
No, okay. Well,
you would say so.
Tell me about it. Sorry.
I'm a daddy. But I've only noticed it. Two other people that I've been in the presence of who have had it were Margaret Thatcher and Mariah Carey. And all three of them I've sat across the table from, and all three of them had that thing where the world just slightly stops for a second when you're in their presence. And everything just seems like it's orbiting them, because it is.
But our reporter was there, and there was video of it. They said every room he went in, everybody got silent. And yeah. Suddenly all these enemies went, I like Trump, I like Trump.
Yeah. And you've got these, do you see that footage of that business round table where you've got all of these, like, you know, square spectacled Danish business leaders and Norwegians.
And they know the big alpha males in the room.
Yeah. And they all see, and you can see them all hunched. All their body language changes. They kind of go like this, and they go like this. And you've got these Norwegians saying, oh, well, we are always loved America, and we are going to invest very heavily in America. And Trump's just sitting back, like, as if to say, yeah, you are. The guy's amazing. He's so cool. He's just cool, and he's still cool. And he keeps doing he keeps pulling off stuff that no other Republican would be able to do. And he's got this, like, slight smile on his face all the time.
And I'll tell you what it is. It's because cool. Other people know him really well behind the scenes. He really believes what he's doing, but also he hates all the stuff, suits, and all the fake people. He makes fun of himself. It's a big joke to him.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
doesn't give a crap about all these fake people. He cares about real people, and that's why they're like, why does it seem like so funny? Why does it seem he's so smug?
He's unknowing, and he's like, he's an amazing performer. He is an amazing performer, and he sits at the table and he's like, oh, well, you know, I've always managed to get a lot of press. Maybe someday somebody will tell me why. I don't know why. And he does this kind of, like, weird, faux, innocent, coquettish kind of routine where he's like, I don't know, people just seem to want to write stories about me. And it's hilarious. It's so funny. He does it knowingly, consciously. He knows exactly what he's doing. The whole room is laughing, even though they don't really want to. The guy's great.
And then when he says stuff like CNN, you are fake news. The way he does it, you couldn't have 1,000 directors get it that good. The way he goes, you are fake news. It's just like,
but it wasn't out. It was Jim Acosta asked him this question. He just goes, out. It was the most perfect, beautiful, dismissive, contemptuous, but not angry. He wasn't.
It was just like, out, like get that roach out of there. He didn't sweep that roach out.
It was contemptuous without being bitchy. He didn't give him the slightest bit more attention than he absolutely needed to. He just went, out. You know, it was beautiful. Beautiful. It's like, you're in my head.
Well, I have to say, because he just did it perfectly. He's like, out.
Out.
So what are they going to do, the parasites, the globals that took the country over in the world, as they're displaced? Because Trump's riding the nationalist wave. It's not going. I mean, what are they going to do?
There's no there's no beating him in ordinary political terms. There's no beating him, you know, with the usual tools of journalism, and there's no beating him with the usual tools of politics. He's going to Davos as a sort of conquering hero. He's arriving as Alexander the Great. And the, you know, the barbarian hordes from elsewhere in the world.
They're on their bellies.
They don't understand what they're looking at. They don't know how to fight this guy. They don't know what to do. He's just entering like a deity. Like, you know, in 300 when Xerxes comes out of the Gauls and he's got all these whatever, yeah, and he stands like the height of a man and a half above everybody else, and they're all just like,
we'll be right back with Milo, who's on fire.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And there's a lot of big world news, and I'm going to get to a lot of it with Milo and Ted Malik and others coming up. But the celebration of the defeat of the globalists all over the world, of nationalism, and of Trump and the American people and others now politically delivering, that really is a big, big deal. And so what is their only hope? You're saying they can't beat him conventionally, politically. So now they're pushing, they want to kill him. Here's how they're going to do it again, if they're successful. CNN poll, Trump trails Sanders, Biden, Oprah in 2020 matchups. Well, I mean, Oprah is you see more tail than a toilet seat, not that that's a bad thing, and delivers women to Harvey Weinstein reportedly, and was a, you know, prostitute and all the rest of it. She's got an issue. So she already announced, and you want to get into that she's not running. We knew that was a stunt, but they want to make her a surrogate person, like women are against Trump. But here's how they'll do it. They put out fake polls. Now they used to show the methodology. Now I look at like 10, 20-page methodologies. They won't tell you the methodology, which tells you even more. How were all the polls wrong a year and a half ago? Okay, or a year and, you know, 2 months ago? Because they were fake. Because they sample 9 to 30-plus points more Democrats. If they'll cheat on every other level, of course they're cheating. So the only thing they've got, Milo, other than assassinating the president, is trying to sabotage the economy, which they're not able to do right now, or keep saying, everybody hates him, this hoax. Will they be successful with fake polls?
No. For the same reason they weren't successful with fake polls in the last election, because nobody believes them. I think polling is, to the extent that ordinary people think about it at all, people think of it as an extension of the journalism that has been lying to them for decades. I mean, you know, polling will never recover as a concept, less still an industry, just as an idea of something that is a valuable guide to what people are thinking, will never recover.
Because it's always been twisted, but they went so far, they wrecked themselves.
They overreached.
They screwed the pooch.
They did. They overreached out of arrogance and complacency because they didn't even contemplate the possibility of losing.
So the headline is, Milo, the polling agencies killed themselves in 2016. I mean,
they didn't even contemplate the possibility of losing. Just like these FBI guys who were sending each other messages, clearly not even contemplating. And Obama involved in all of this, according to reports on your site. Obama's involved in all of this, all the rest of it. They didn't even contemplate. They didn't plan.
Well, they say there's no way he's going to win, but let's just manufacture insurance policy.
Like insurance that you have in case you die at 40, you know, which of course nobody ever does. It's a, you know, whatever. But
the new thing is they've got all the usual suspects going on TV going, it's a conspiracy theory that these text messages show collusion or bias, but then they won't even read the text messages on air.
Oh, no. This is a new thing in the media. You've got Newsweek cover stories about Breitbart without a single on-the-record named source. You've got unnamed sources in the Washington Post and the New York Times. There is no depth to which they will not. And here's how you know you're winning, and here's how you see the seeds of the destruction of polling, which you just asked me about, and journalism more generally. Because they have suspended their own standards and their own principles. So desperate are they to take down Donald Trump. The only thing journalism has is its integrity. Because journalism is a business that rests on reputation. Journalism is only as good as the opinion that readers have of the masthead and of the journalist individually. Journalism doesn't work unless you trust the person who's telling you. So that's why the New York Times is always, that's why all the news is fit to print, and they have a reader's editor holding themselves to account. All of this is designed to maintain an idea that the New York Times, you can believe what you read.
Even though they're the standard of fraud, just like the Washington Post. Yeah, they have these billboards in Davos, and they're also on the trains, saying New York Times, truth.
Right. But the whole news rests on a foundation of trust and of trustworthiness. And without that, the entire business collapses. And that's what's happening.
So let me ask you this question. Milo Yiannopoulos here in studio with us in Austin, Texas. Looking into your crystal ball, because you really are a smart guy, where does it all end? Where is it going? Because they're getting more and more radical, more and more crazy. Mm-hmm. And their attempts to stop this recovery, it's so obvious. So they're doubling down on what already didn't work. Where does this go? Because they're getting so insane. Like you said, we got to have to be in armored citadels now because they're so crazed. They're like zombies, stalking the land like Frankenstein.
The Walking Dead, except outside. You would imagine that it would be the dirty, hemp-covered libertarians and the gun-toting Republicans out there as the zombies. But no, the zombies are the New York Times and the Washington Post. It's us in the castle, and all we're doing is begging to be left alone. But no, your citadel metaphor. Well, it was my
citadel. That's yours,
metaphor,
yes.
But our citadel metaphor. I'm one of life's givers. It's literal as well as metaphoric, because the end point of this, I was talking to a friend of your show and a friend of mine recently who observed to me, and I'd never quite just heard it put this bluntly, it's obviously going to end in civil war. Facebook's going to get firebombed. CNN people are going to get attacked. And we don't say that with any pleasure, because we spend hours every day talking about the violence of the left.
They're cutting us off. Kennedy said.
We hate violence from the left. We hate violence as a response to political ideas. My whole career has been defined by violent protests against my ideas. We both spend hours a day criticizing the violence of the left. But there is only one inevitable consequence. When all of the organs and all of the architecture of civil society, everything is designed to attack decency and beauty and truth and goodness and real news and reality. And that is that people are going to start to take up arms. And that is that people are going to say, look, Facebook won't let me express myself. The New York Times won't stop lying to me. I turn a TV show on ABC and I just want to laugh, and they're lecturing me about Betsy DeVos's bad looks and Donald Trump. Where do I go to let off steam? The left.
And I go on the street and they physically attack me with bike locks and hot coffee and say, die Nazi, when they're funded by a living Nazi collaborator.
The left is creating the conditions for civil war, and the way you know that is they've already started it. Antifa's already on the streets. They're already beating up the right.
They won't even let my reporters into events at the Capitol with guns, and the police go, we can't stop them. And there are guys with guns to my crew saying, are you scared? And my reporter's shaking. He goes, yeah, man, there's a bunch of guys with guns at me, and you're saying I'm scared. And they start hitting him with clubs.
Yeah. They've already started it. The left has already started it. The only thing that you can hope for is that, this doesn't get as ugly as it could, and that there's a swift resolution. You don't start a civil war with the side of the country that has all the guns. I don't think they're going to like it when it comes.
Well, that's what the military's looking at right now, the Patriots, is it's so crazy, and they're getting the communiques, and we've infiltrated the groups as well. They are planning a violent uprising. This is all just a beta test.
Yeah, they've already started it. They're doing the
dummy test. No, I agree, in the meetings they say they're probing us and getting us used to it, so when they finally really attack, and they plan to try to kill like 100 cops apiece, that's not going to happen. I mean, what's going to happen when they actually kill 30, 40 cops in each city? The cops are going to slaughter them all.
They're getting the media on side. They're getting CNN to do these
laws. That was in the Soros documents from 2015. They wanted to cause a race war to trigger nationwide civil emergency, to have Obama come in and federalize all local government and then take over.
Right. And they've got CNN posting. I mean, this stuff sounds, you know, like the plot of an X-Files episode we were talking about earlier. But this stuff is happening. This, you know, they've got CNN on side making excuses for Antifa. You've got Antifa supporting college professors publishing, manifestos. One just came out 2 months ago called the Antifa Handbook, I think it was. These people are setting out the terms of their war. They are setting out their stalls. They are planning. They are distributing their manifestos.
They're arming.
They're arming, and they're testing us out with these little incursions on college campuses, incursions at public events, incursions at inaugurations. I mean, this isn't speculation. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is what they're doing on American streets right now. They've already started.
And they're doing it all over the world. And the media and the big tech companies are all working in unison and admitting they're doing it. It's insane. And can't Bezos and all these guys worth hundreds of billions of dollars just stop? But they've somehow gotta take over.
Aren't you happy? You're the wealthiest guy, or the third wealthiest guy in the world. You have everything you want. Can't you just leave the rest of us alone? Can't you just leave us be?
Why is it that almost all the ultra rich people are so called leftists?
I don't think that's true. I just think that the wealthy conservatives, by their nature, want to be left alone. They don't tend to be activists. I mean, if you think about the super donors on the Republican side, they're actually few and far between versus, corporate America, the leftist donor class, governments, the charitable sector, all the rest of it. The amount of money on the right, I mean, okay, you got establishment right, you've got the Koch brothers, you've got a few others, more libertarian insurgent Trumpian right, you've got Sheldon, you've got the Mercers, there are a few mega donors, but the money is,
it's a lot smaller. The left has
the pool is tight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Milo is here with us. He needs no introduction. His best-selling book, Dangerous, Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And don't forget, we are financing a reporter, Dan Lyman, doing a great job with amazing video and text reports at Davos. We've got the big crews here, all the new shows we're launching. I'm looking at teaming up with Milo. We've been talking about speaking tours, him hosting shows with us. So he's not just here to go on the show today. A lot of exciting things happening as we bring the Renaissance back. Not liberal, not conservative, but true progress that is the West, that the globalists want to take over and create a technocracy and hijack the West, calling themselves progressives. They are total counterfeits. So please support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's Molon Lobby t-shirts for men and women, whether it's Won't Tread on Me, the latest shirt of the month, whether it's Dangerous for Milo Yiannopoulos, it's all critical that you remember that we are financed by you. And now we have bodies, abbreviated, whole body support. I set out to come out with the top organic developer in the country, the highest quality, 400 plus milligram pure. I mean, this is 95%. The average is 3%. Okay. So this is 95% the chemical that is in the turmeric, the curcuminoids. It's unbelievable. 60-day supply, 50% off out of the gates. But it's been so successful, we got a limited run. It may be months till it comes back in. It'll be sold out in a week at the rate of sale. People wanted a high-quality turmeric product. You've got it. But folks are so blown away by the write-up on it that it is flying off the shelf, which is good, but at this price, we've got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up for AutoShip, and we never sell out because we hold back bottles for you. It's all automated at our shipping center in Central Texas, a few miles away. And then that will be shipped out to you at 10% off on the sale price. You already got it. We have another great new product that deals with the pollen. It's Pollen Block. Find out about its proprietary system and why it's chemical-free and how amazing it is at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got to end this over the weekend because it's a limited sale. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage filter, including Ion. Leading competitors when this first came out were like $1,000. Now they've miniaturized and stuff like this has driven down the price. We were selling it $300 and $250. Now it's $200 normally. Leading competitors are $400 to $500 now for something that's exactly the same. Ladies and gentlemen, it's $50 off right now. It's $149 right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're trying my pollen block there.
Quail eggs. It's quail eggs.
The Japanese quail fed a special diet. The French discovered it.
No, patented. I woke up with a bit of a sniffly nose today because it's different.
Cedar. You know,
when you go to
horrible.
The States, it's different.
No, we're the worst. Austin's the worst allergies in the country. I love Texas, but down the road, if we make enough money, I'm going to move this operation to a desert somewhere.
No, I noticed that. I know because I woke up
bad.
Morning. I was a bit.
No. This knocks it out 80-90% within an hour.
All right. That's mine.
It's yours.
That's
okay.
With me.
All right, riding shotgun with us, joining us for the next 2.5 segments or so, is Ted Malik. known as the Davos Man. He announced 7 years ago that Davos is dead and charted that a great new Americanism would be coming. And so we're going to be talking to him as soon as his Skype's ready. I'm told it just dropped. You know, Skype's amazing with these shows, but right when you're going to him, it drops.
No, I hate it.
Wait, he's good. He's back.
He's here.
Okay, boom. Ted Malik, meet Milo Yiannopoulos, or maybe you've met him before.
No, we have. Hi, how are you?
Hey. Well, I wish you could see me. I've heard you speak. Good.
Oh, splendid. Well,
here we are. Wow, what do you make of what Trump did? It's exactly what you predicted. Selling America, promoting Americana, America's back. What do you make of this, Ted Malik?
Well, I mean, of course, I watched the whole thing and took copious notes. I was cheering. But he was fantastic. I mean, the CEOs in the room at Davos were gaga. That's the only word. It was the 48th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum. In fact, they've never seen anything like this before. There was, in effect, a kind of Trump-omania, an outright giddiness about his being there. U.S.
They're
growth.
Like schoolgirls, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, U.S. growth is.
It's like he's Elvis in 1957, and the schoolgirls are throwing their panties at him.
For the Beatles, you know, you've got the Danish finance minister going, woo!
Ted Malik, let me ask this question. We had a reporter there. We got video of it. He said it himself that even liberal media admits he takes it by storm. They're captivated. The rooms are all quiet. Trump mania. I guess they built him up as Hitler, and then all he brings is prosperity. I mean, what are they thinking?
And everybody in that room is basically cashing in. There's been $7 trillion of new wealth created in America, particularly in the stock market, since he's been president. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the accommodation of the world to Donald Trump.
And again, we're not hyping this just to hype it. Ted, you're right. I look at the evidence and I go, I got to come in here and gush. I got to say he's exponentially broadcasting this invincibility aura. What is going on here, Ted Malik?
Well, if you read his speech, and you can read the text, it's not very long. He's talking about free and fair trade. He mentions the word reciprocity over and over again, which is absolutely critical. You know, you do to us what we do to you. It's very fair. And he's there representing the interests of the real American people. The American dream is back. After all these years of stagnation, we are back. He said he had a single message. The message was, build, hire, and invest in the United States. When you were reading it, the message on the kind of bottom header at the CNN site, it said, U.S. is open for business.
And that's exactly what I said on Monday. He's going there to say, we're back, and we're back in business, because he's been saying he would say that. And then they go, oh, he's going over there to sell out, blah, blah, blah. No. And now he says, listen, we'll renegotiate TPP. He said that during the campaign, Ted.
I know, but he said we'll renegotiate it on a bilateral basis, so it's not what the multilateralist wants. He gave the example even of Apple investing $350 billion, new dollars in United States plants.
And he said that during the campaign. He said, Apple's coming back, gonna be huge.
He did. He's a nice color as well at the moment. I mean, I'm a great connoisseur.
Like a little less orange.
Well, I'm a connoisseur of Trump's differing fashion choices, which
Milo. Also, we don't need to hear how you got the hots for Trump. We already know that.
No, you can hear a little bit of it. No, his personal clothing choices are
in the long run.
Look, he's the leader of the free world. I think we can cope with one commentator who takes his look. Look. He's a very nice color at the moment. He's less orange, more. He looks more. You know, this is the fresh from.
More Santa Clausish. Like he's got a little bit of wild, rosy cheeks.
A little, and the blonde is much more natural at the moment. You know, and it's he's looking great. He's looking really, really nice.
He looked like a cheerleader. He was a cheerleader.
I think he looks wonderful. He's got
a lot of cheerleader outfit.
Some kiss, but well, I think that we could spare everyone. Spare everyone the thought.
Oh. I mean, that should be the headline.
America first.
Look at it. Look at it. I could just project this on my bedroom wall forever and be perfectly happy for the next 50 years.
All right, Milo, you're awesome. Ted, you're awesome too. Come back and give us the hard analysis. I know you have inside sources at Davos as well. Because I did see the headline day one. We love Trump. He's made us all richer. But some globalists are angry. Money's going to the little guys as well. So why is Lloyd Blankfein still behind the scenes against Trump? Well, it's the most money Lloyd Blankfein's ever made. So we'll be back with Ted Malik, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tons of reports there right now. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, they don't like Milo Yiannopoulos because he has a lot of fun and is popular and says a lot of interesting, smart things. They don't like Ted Malik because he's a smart guy as well and been one of the first guys to really launch Davos and then been a board member and the rest of it. And he doesn't go along with their elitist policies. And so he's really, and we're gushing about Trump, but I mean, this is a lot better than Hillary Clinton and what they already had planned. But Ted, what are you getting from your inside sources? I mean, as you said, they're publicly embracing Trump suddenly, as they're all Hitler lovers now. And so, I mean, this just seems like another devastating victory for nationalism. Juncker, the unelected head of the EU, who's the main heir to the Nazi fortune and basically owns Luxembourg by fief, by Chome contract that his grandfather took it over for Hitler. He didn't show up, but Soros crawled out of the muck to say that Trump's going to end the world, Trump's going to be out before 2020, and a lot of really threatening things. Do we have any intel if these two snakes got in the same room with each other? I mean, not two snakes. This Patriot snake, don't tread on me, and the little globalist snake.
No, all those people were there in the room. The room was overflowing. They said there are over 3,000 seats, standing room only. You couldn't – the lines going into the room were – triple wide. You couldn't get in. Everyone wanted to hear Trump. Now, he disappointed some people, I think some of us, by not giving him the middle finger. But he was very diplomatic. He was very straight on. He stayed on script. I think it was a brilliant speech. He did hit on North Korea, Iran, and ISIS. He urged burden sharing in front of the Europeans who were not paying. And he said, I mean, if you want a theoretical point, he said, a nation's greatness is the sum of its people. We are stronger in sovereign nations. So he went to Davos and he gave them the message on American sovereignty. He actually called the people in the room. He called them out. He said, use your power for your people.
America's and again, we're going to play that. I should have gotten
make
to that.
Make your country great. You can do the same thing. And this whole idea of greatness, I think, was resounding. But, you know, he basically said you can do it. The only time he got booed or hissed was in the two questions he was asked by Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, where he knocked fake news. And then in the second question, he defended how his mind works. What's driving him? He said it's love of country. Well, too bad, Davosians.
No, you're right. This was a very epic speech where he explained culture, nationalism, that's what really matters, not some big globalist takeover. And before they take that Freudian slip and twist it, it was a Freudian slip. Talking about two snakes here. One didn't show up. That's, of course, the former head of the Central EU Committee and then now the head of the overall EU, that being Juncker, and then Soros, the Nazi collaborator as well, he did show up. So these two snakes, one showed up, one didn't, but I guess we don't have any photos or video to know if Soros even dared go into the same room with Trump.
Well, I don't know if he was in the room. He certainly made statements before his speaking, about Trump being a danger to the world. Al Gore was there, who was knocking Trump for not going along with the Paris Accord. So there are all kinds of people sniping at Trump as he arrived in that big helicopter in the snow. But I actually, when I finished, viewing the whole saga, I said, this is not the World Economic Forum. This is the U.S. Economic Forum. And what Trump is basically telling these people is, you can learn from us. Do what I did.
Well, that's the name of the last two segments with you. We put it on YouTube and Facebook. Trump has turned the Davos World Economic Forum into the U.S. Economic Forum, or Davos is now the U.S. Economic Forum and is like a economic development bazaar.
Or for sure, y'all are my bitches now.
What's crazy is the U.S. got hijacked and helped finance globalism, so isn't it perfect that America then roll it up?
Oh, no, look, what the Lord giveth, the Lord can take away. And Trump is taking it away because it's now time for him to take, special care of American citizens before he takes care of other people.
Just last year, Ted Malik, the communist Chinese dictator president, traveled there and said, don't worry, I'll block Trump, I'll stop nationalism, I'll stop populism. He said that again about a week ago. Is he there? We haven't heard anything from him.
No, he's not there. There are people from his government there, but he's not there. And there's certainly all these European socialists are there. The audience is a mix of finance leaders, heads of state, prime ministers. But it's mostly business people. who are benefiting from a strong America. The whole world benefits when America is roaring back. And believe me, it is roaring back.
And you're right. We only aired like 5 minutes of the speech today. We should have aired the entire thing over and over again. It's only 60 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com. Get it out. You see Trump's love of country, love of prosperity, and love of delivering. You know, we've had lies, 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 and betrayal. We are now seeing somebody deliver, and I think we really should be gushing about it because the enemies of this country are so upset. But every passing day, the clock ticks down. Here's some of the president talking about what Dr. Malik just discussed.
America is roaring back, and now is the time to invest in the future of America. We have dramatically cut taxes to make America competitive. We are eliminating burdensome regulations at a record pace. We are reforming the bureaucracy to make it lean, responsive, and accountable, and we are ensuring our laws are enforced fairly. We have the best colleges.
That's all code. Hey, your bureaucratic system of control to ship all our jobs out and to screw over U.S. companies. It's all going to be fair. It's all going to be by the book. And that's why companies are like, well, thank God we're moving back. Ted, I mean, like you said, every 30 seconds of this speech is just epic. And you know, because I've talked to folks that saw it, Trump wrote this speech.
Well, I'm sure he had a hand in it because it's stuff he said before and it has his twist. I'm sure a lot of people gave him sentences, but it's his speech, and he basically told the world that they have to play by the rules. No more subsidies, no more state planning, no more intellectual property theft. And, I mean, this was just cheerleading for America. I mean, you had to be proud. He didn't do a lot of chest beating, but he did a lot of cheering.
Exactly. He made it all about the American people. You know, I thought... And by the way, we have given the awards out for the People's Choice Fake News Awards. I just never announced them yesterday, but they've been paid. It's happened. So maybe later today I'll actually read those on air. But I thought, oh, it'll be Russiagate. It'll be this and that. No, he made it about the American people and the New York Times saying we never go to 3% growth rate. He made it about, look, this is about you. And it said in his award, the American people took action. They believed, they invested, you know, they started new businesses and they turned the economy around. He made the number one fake news story what was really the most important. And I should have thought of that, Milo.
Yes, perhaps you should, but you didn't.
But Trump did. No, he's just this. He has this amazing gift, and I think that you know you share this gift with him, and some of our friends do too, of just cutting through the nonsense and the word salads, and just saying, hey, look, here's the state of affairs. Here's what's going to happen for the next 18 months. Here's how it is. It's a very direct, plain-speaking manner that he has that is horrifying to the Davos elites because they don't speak.
They're a bunch of snakes.
Well, they are, but they also have this. It's a highly complex, sort of nuanced, almost sort of secret code language.
They've created very complex nomenclatures like guilds always do.
That's exactly the word I was reaching for.
To keep people out.
Right. And it's designed to enable them to give a 45-minute speech without actually saying very much. Trump, on the other hand, can give a 15-minute speech and say a lot. And, you know,
wow.
Chart out the course of the globe for the next 18 months in a quarter of an hour.
Ted Malik, thank you for the time. Let's get you back on next week to really give us a recap of what happened. I want to spend a whole hour next week, maybe even Sunday, just playing the speech. This Sunday I'll be back 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much, Ted Malik. TedMalik.com. And we got Milo right here. The book, we're selling it, Dangerous, at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and get that. And be sure and understand, without you buying the products, the great supplements, the T-shirts, the books, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. We are not here. But look at all the reviews.
I'm going to let you know how my nose is in a few hours.
You have a perfect 5-star review, by the way.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
And why should I give up when we're kicking loveless butt all over the planet? And all we want is classical, open, liberal, free Western society where you can live how you want and do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody. That was used to. I wasn't a Republican or a Democrat. I was, you know, pro-gun and pro-sovereignty, so I was against the Federal Reserve policy, so they called me a Republican. But, man, I wasn't with all those blue-blood globalists and, you know, all the rest of it. But now the Democrats have, like, were they always this evil in modern history, or did they just mutate? Milo, Millie, got a bunch of topics we're going to hit, and we're going to get to Millie's big report here.
They were always this evil, yes.
They were always this evil.
Yeah, I agree.
Always this evil, yes. You surprised me. You're not a McConnell and Bill Kristol intimate.
No, I don't like the evil, because they're bad, too. I always hated them, but the Democrats are now, like, clearly, like, The Exorcist or something.
No. There's something demonic about it. There's something deranged about the level of inhumanity and hypocrisy and cruelty and meanness and the detachment from reality and reason and
logic. That's right.
There's an immature selfishness that drives it.
The globalists have fully taken over the Democrat Party, whereas the American people are starting to take back the Republican Party, save for a couple of the rhinos out there like John McCain, which they're
That's
just
right, eating. Millie. That was the party that we could at least target to try to get a foothold with, and that's what we got control of partially.
That's right. We took it back. That's the difference. The globalists still fully control and operate the Democratic Party. So when you're seeing the Democrats going up against President Trump trying to take him out, that's the globalists that do not want America First policy.
That's a multinational combine, and it's true, and Trump points it out. It's game over. As soon as the president got in and pointed out, we're not going to have secret groups running the country anymore. Game over.
Yeah, these forces are just as powerful in the upper echelons of the Republican Party as they are in the upper echelons of the Democrat Party, but something about the character of, I guess because there's something about the individualism of people who believe in, you know, faith flag, freedom, First and Second Amendment fundamentalists, you know, something about the Republican side means that the voter base is more hostile to state control, to those globalist tendencies, to social justice, to all of those kinds of, you know, overarching mechanisms of control and authoritarianism. Something about the Republican base, the base of conservative voters in this country, splintered off. And, you know, left-wing voters seem relatively well prepared to accept their lives being run by other people. In fact, many of them seem to crave it.
Exactly, and it was the final attempt when we tried to get them off our back to just say, no, we're going to run your life completely, that now people are like, we're done. We're never going to go along with you. Now, you're right. Coming up at the start of the next hour, Millie, we're going to get into your report that just went live on Infowars.com. Democrat policies create SH-T holes. Then they exploit the crap holes. Then they bulldoze
Even CNN
the crap
will
holes.
Say out loud. You're quite proper. I've noticed.
Oh no. The Democrats still control the FCC at the low level.
You know, he's quite proper because like CNN will say out loud, but you you don't like to cuss. Do you?
We'll have to delay it for the stations. We're on TV stations too.
They'll use any excuse they can to shut him down.
Listen, they don't send the FCC because they have special leftists in there. When they see it, they check. They go back, and then they go after our affiliates, and they send a leftist to find them. And the people at the stations go, wait, everybody else, they go, shut up! Here's your fine! Again, it's the same deal. So we are to a higher standard.
That's perfectly true. And the report, if you look at the, let's say for the sake of argument that the Acorn thing and one other thing about Breitbart, for instance, is true. It's the same thing. It was Hopper on our two, let's call them mistakes, although I don't think in either case it's as clear cut as that. In the history of an entire publication, which are relentlessly jammed down Alex Marlowe's throat over there, versus not just way more mistakes, but deliberate, purposeful, premeditated mendacity on the part of CNN. They don't lie to their viewers by accident. They lie to their viewers every day on purpose.
We all make mistakes.
It's American Pravda, essentially.
Well, look at everywhere Democrats run. They are, even though there's some nice parts, a lot of stuff's nice in Chicago. It's got kind of like little SH, you know what, holes here and there. New York's got a lot of great stuff, but, you know, Maryland. But the true latrines, the true feces holes, the true scat holes in America and all the world are liberal-run and communist-run areas are, if you want to find, looking at a world map, look at those maps, you want to find the hell holes, the crap holes, the scum holes, the nightmare holes, and not the glorious area holes, then you have to sit there and look at communist areas.
Well, as an expert on glorious holes, look at this within this.
America, isn't America compared to China a glorious? We're talking about countries as holes. What is America? Is America not a glory hole?
What? America is
a glorious country.
America is the greatest glory hole of all. All you have to do is look within the country itself. Newark, New Jersey, Flint, Michigan, Chicago, they all have one thing in common, you know?
And they're all Democrat run.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
I thought you were mentioning the SH.
No, I meant that they've all been run by Democrats for decades.
So yes. CNN is the whole network, but are not Democrat cities the whole areas?
Of course.
Austin's the only one that isn't that, and they're trying to make it one.
Oh, they are trying so hard, and a lot of people are moving from the Democrat cities because they've become such rundown places to live. And, of course, they're going to move to Texas and other places and start voting Democrat. They're not going to change. They're not going to realize that Democrat policies
led. That's the thing. They leave one toilet
in that place in the first place. This is the madness definition, repeating the same thing, expecting different results. You voted for Democrats there. It didn't work. Now you're going to come over here and ruin our spots by voting Democrat here and not realizing exactly the same thing is going to happen. Very frustrating.
They know, though, like you said, they're managing it. So that's coming up. But let's get to something really serious here. It's a story on Infowars.com. It's from the Chicago Tribune. But even the headline out of Information Liberation isn't strong enough. The guy has pled guilty. Okay, he admits to raping, sexually assaulting a 6- and 8-year-old, 38-year-old Chicago man. But he says it's okay because he is trans age. And that, I've learned, is the thing to say that no, seriously, they're saying, even in England, well, we're going to let a guy that identifies as a, you know, 5-year-old who's 60 years old come play with your daughter. And if you don't do it, you're a ageophobe. You're a trans ageophobe.
Well, how old is he identifying as? I'm curious.
He identifies as a 9-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
He says he's a 9-year-old trapped in an adult fat slob's body. I mean, and of course, look at it. Can you imagine this guy, like, under NAMBLA rules, they would be able to have this guy come and have your 7-year-old daughter go out with him.
You know, they say you can't judge a book by its cover, but that is a kiddie fiddler. Do you remember when we were all laughed at and we said, oh, look, if you go down this road, if you let people pick their own pronouns, decide one day that they're women, decide one day that they're this, it's going to end in madness. And we were all laughed at. We're all laughed at. 3 years ago, I did a joke video way before Rachel Dolezal or Sean King, where I came out as transracial, you know, as a joke. And now it's a day. And now it is like a reality, you know, of these people declaring that there are other races, other species.
My wife walks in and I'm shaving, and she goes, "You look like Colonel Sanders." And I shot a video. And we haven't uploaded it yet because I'm all hairy with like hell. But I'm still gonna upload it.
It needs the
No, but the point is that I made a whole joke and said I identify as Colonel Sanders, and you better accept it because California will arrest you if some dude with a beard and tattoos says I'm a woman and you don't agree. Did you see where the man came into the National Health Service and said, "Give me a pap smear"? And the lady said, "Dude, you literally got, you know, beard and tattoos
you
and
have
like
no cervix."
Trans species.
Well, what about when animals, you know, their carers decide to say, you know, my animal, my cow actually identifies as a human and should have human rights. Where does the insanity stop?
Wasn't there that woman who wanted to marry a chandelier or something?
A lamp.
She wants to marry a lamp.
That's a huge movement. They have TV shows about guys that have sex with their cars. So I said, do I have to learn the acronym and get it right? And they went, Jones claims gay men are going to break in your house and rape your car.
You didn't do it. It was on television. You know,
but I didn't say it was a gay guy wouldn't have sex with a car.
Probably,
I said, what do you call a movement of having sex with an animate object?
Probably is a gay guy, though, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks like pink Ferrari.
You're not supposed to say this because, you know, the gay lobby has been for years trying to say don't make any connection or confusion between gay people and, you know, and all of these other weird various fetishes and sexual deviancies and all the rest of it. But there does seem to be a preponderance of homosexuals in all of these weird...
It's called mechophilia. Want to have sex with machines.
Mechophilia.
Want to have sex with helicopters, ships, airplanes?
Although, actually, are cars like ships? Are they female? Is it her?
That's what I'm saying. I know
it's popular culture.
There's plenty of pervs that are gay.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of heterosexual pervs.
There's plenty.
What if I wanted to have sex with that woman television set? What if I identify as a TV?
What gender is that TV?
I think it's red, white, and blue.
It's elegant. No, it must be a woman.
It might be trans, multidimensional. Who knows?
Did you hear where the Google execs walk in and go, "I am a golden dragon and a beautiful ornate building," and they make the employees go, "You are an ornate building, sir. I mean, ornate building, yellow dragon."
Oh my goodness.
We laugh about it, but they've got our kids in the public schools right now. Like Camille Paglia says, brain damaging them severely.
Someone called me on my show yesterday. They said, "I have a friend who's got kids. They're 7 and they're 9 years
old." Hold on, we gotta go to break.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.